On today's Rockin' Rant, number 35, how Nirvana saved metal. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Please check out all the links here in the show notes and here on YouTube below for more cool stuff you can get and find out more stuff about that. Lots of great podcasts, guitar shows, interviews, rock and rants, private podcasts, all kind of cool stuff. Go to ludinirockandrollcircus.com to find out more. So we want to talk today about this whole thing about Nirvana. Now, there's been all this, you know, when it happened, guys, and those of you guys who were active in music and enjoying music, watching MTV and stuff, at the time that the big changeover happened, the tendency by most of the news music media was to say that Nirvana killed metal. I'm here to tell you that that is absolutely, completely false. What Nirvana killed were bands like Poison and Quiet Riot and Loverboy and Warrant. These bands were not metal. At best, they were light metal or metal light, skim metal, if you will. And quite frankly, people that were true metalheads, you know, all through the 80s, the people that were listening to real metal like Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax and bands like that, Overkill, also Sepultura, were annoyed that the public at large thought that these 80s, you know, hair bands, if you will, were actually metal. So true metalheads never really considered that stuff metal anyway. It was just way too bright and shiny and happy and songs about love and partying and stuff like that. And that is typically not what metal is about. Metal is actually a pretty socially conscious kind of music dealing with a sort of darker perspective on the world and social issues and things like that, done poetically and usually in a metaphoric way, not beating you directly over the head with some sort of message per se, but definitely deals with much darker type themes. There are really very few metal love songs, if you will, just as an example. So this is what the true metal fans knew all along. And what Nirvana did was they kind of like set off this giant bomb and cleared all these sort of like wannabe pseudo metal things that were out there. Stuff that the, you know, moron media thought was metal that really wasn't metal. So rock evolved from going to the kind of shiny, happy, everybody like, ah, yay, to like much darker and actually much heavier. A lot of the music that came Nirvana and post Nirvana was a lot heavier than anything. And these songs and these bands had huge, huge tours, sold massive numbers of albums. And let me give you some of the bands that I'm talking about. I'm talking about bands like Pantera. Pantera was around during the hair thing, but they really broke and came into their own post that, post Nirvana. Megadeth and Metallica had their biggest records during the quote unquote grunge era, even though they weren't that kind of music at all, because people were ready to hear something serious and heavy and in your face. Tool is another band that really came to prominence out of that. There was also the Zach Ozzy era, which is to this day, some of Ozzy's best music ever. And there's some lesser known bands that were dark and could easily play festivals with a lot of metal bands. Bands like Corrosion of Conformity and Faith No More, and even Monster Magnet, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson. So that stuff was allowed to sort of rise to the top and become more of the more popular. I hate that word popular, but more in the public consciousness. And these bands became household names as a result of the Nirvana bomb that cleared out all this sort of like shiny, happy rock, plasticky, overproduced type stuff. I'm not knocking that music. I'm just saying that that's what happened. That is how Nirvana, in air quotes here, saved metal. I know the title is a little hyperbolic. It's a little clickbaity. But hey, in the day of the internet here, you know, you got to find some way to get people's attention. So that is how Nirvana, quote unquote, saved metal. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website's LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. If you would like to hang out with us live while we're doing these things and get access to some exclusive music, exclusive video, and be part of a community of people that are just insanely passionate about great guitar-driven rock. And I mean, I'm talking like these people are really into it. This group of ours is just exploding. If you would like to be part of that and get in on it, then I highly recommend you go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That is LouLombardiRocks.com. And there's all kind of cool stuff there. I post a lot of my own music as well. We talk about a lot of other bands, a lot of stuff you're not hearing anyplace else, and it's just a really awesome group of people that are working together to keep great guitar-driven rock alive. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Again, the web address is LouLombardiRocks.com, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.